Parshas Tazria speaks about Isha Ki Tazria, but it's in Parshas Metzora that actually we talk about the halachas of an Isha, when we talk about what happens, that there's Tumah, a man and a woman, that this possibility is something called Zav, it's not so Negev, it's Manazev, but the Tumah of an Isha is very Negev. There's an Isha that has Tumah, and it's a cycle that an Isha goes through, and the Pasuk says in this week's Parasha, in Parshas Metzora, V'imtara Mizoiva V'safra La Shivas Yamin V'achar Titar. That after she, the pasuk says Tara Mizoiva, but it just means there's a succession that stops. There's a stop. The dam stops flowing, and now she counts 7 days. And after she counts 7 days, she becomes Tara. That's a pasuk in this week's parasha. This is the idea that an isha at the end of what's called Shiva Nikim, she has 7 days when she doesn't have any dam, and then she's toivol, and then she's going to be mutter. And it's an interesting thing. Why is that part of the Isha's normal cycle? Why does an Isha have this thing called dam nida, that she has to handle with the dam? What's the reason? The Rabbeinu Bachai says the reason is as follows. He says that it's be'etzer mido keneged mido, because Isha, she was shoyfech dam adam. Chava was shoyfech dam adam arishon. Because of Chava, she brought Misa into the world. She brought the concept of a person's blood being spilled into the world, because she is the one that gave him to eat from the Eitz HaDaas. And if he didn't eat from the Eitz HaDaas, there'd be no Misa. There'd be no such thing as Dam. So she brought Dam into the world, therefore she has to be busy all the time with this idea of taking care of Dam. That's where it comes from. And it's Davka in the Leido, because we know that's the Isha's Tsar, that she got her punishment was Tsar Leido. So there is the Tikkun in the Dam. That's what happens. She has a mitzvah, the mitzvah of counting 7 days, that's called the 7 days where there's no dam, and then she's going to be tar if she has Shiva Nakim. Frek Toisvis Akasha. We have it here on the top of the Mar Makoimus. Did you get one? No, you did? But anyone else wants, we have over here. Toisvis in Yavam Estaf Ayin Bezom and Aleph. Ask a question. Frek Toisvis. Toisvis says that if it's a mitzvah for it to count, so then Tosfos says, "Am I ein mevarchin zava al svirasa? Why didn't you make a bracha on your svira? When a person has a mitzvah, you make a bracha before every mitzvah. Over lasiyason, you make before you do the mitzvah, you make a bracha. This is a mitzvah. Therefore, Tosfos says, "Kemoshe mevarchin al svirasa oimer." We make a bracha on svirasa oimer. We know there's a concept of making a bracha on a svira. Tosfos apparently is Kilu struggling? Is there such a thing as a bracha on a sphira? He says, yes. Sphira Saimen, we make a bracha. This is another sphira. It's a counting. So just like when we count, we make a bracha, Sphira Saimen, the Isha should make a bracha on Sphiras, on her sphira when she counts. Why doesn't she make a bracha? And for Toisvis, Toisvis says, V'yesh loimer de'ein mevorchin ela b'yoyvel she'mevorchin bezdin b'chol shana. Says Toisvis, we only make brachas if there is nothing that's ever going to get in the way. You're confident you can finish the job. You can get to the end of your sfira. Bezdin and chen oimer. Avol zava shim tire tistor ein lo limnois. But a zava, what happens if she sees dam in the middle of her 7 days? She's counting. What is she counting? Not random 7 days. We call it Shiva Nikiyim. What does that mean? What does she have to count? 7 days when there's no dam. And what happens if there is dam during the 7 days? What does she have to do?
Start over.
So says Toisvis, if you don't think you're going to be able to finish, you can't make the bracha. So therefore there's no bracha. So I have one kasha, and then I have a ha'ara. Yeah.
Is this a problem with bracha matala, or stami?
Good question. Excellent. So this is where we're going to talk about that. That's excellent.
If you think you're not going to finish, or it's when
you see it's Gaval, that's the chora totally in his shayla, kind of. Is you think you're not going to finish? Because this is where it comes in, Rabbi Sai, where the Mishnah Berurah brings down that women should not count with a bracha. Women, Sfiras HaOmer, thank you. Sfiras HaOmer should not count with the bracha. Why? Because women are likely to mess up. So let me make it relevant to today. Yeshiva Bachrim should not count with a bracha if they're not in the minyan challenge. Bachrim that are stark, they daven every night, minyan, mayr with a minyan, they don't have to worry about it. But people that are consistently missing Sfiras HaOmer, Zok the Mishnah Brura, should not count with a bracha. If you missed last year, and the year before, and the year before, says the Chinuch, well, it's like super seder. they should not count with a bracha. In other words, this is the heart that they're saying, that the Mishnah Berurah seems to be understanding, that any time you don't think you're going to finish the job, for whatever reason, don't count. That's what it seems the Mishnah Berurah says. We're going to have to get back to that, Rabbi said, because this is a big raid. This is the huge Sfiras HaOmer raid.
Is that
totally
if it's one big mitzvah?
Oh, see, that's the Hacks, right, from Mishnah Berurah, that it's one big mitzvah, but it may be not really right, because it's not really what... Okay, I'm going to try to see if we can get there. But Rabbi said, I want you to realize, it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, that it's a big no-no. Someone that is consistently missing out in Sfiras HaOmer is making a mistake, though, as it sounds like. A lot of people, and if you suggest to some, maybe you shouldn't count with the bracha, they, you know, that's, it like really jars them, you know, like
it jars the ladies.
Exactly. But a person should, as they state Mishnah Berurah, we're going to have to try to figure that out, if that's what the Mishnah Berurah really means. But I have a different question. Yes?
She should count at the beginning of the day?
Shouldn't count at all. What do you mean?
I'm inside that she should
count by dam.
Yeah.
Oh. So this is part of my shayla. My shayla is, what does Tosfos mean? I have the shayla. It's not just Tosfos. There's also in the Mikros Gedolos, Yushanim bring down this Tosfos, so this idea of Tosfos. What does Tosfos mean? How many? When should she count? Nisha's counting. Does Tosfos mean she should count the end of the day? Seven times? What?
Then she for sure could count the seven.
Then she should... Yeah, so the Shaila is count on the last day, at the end of the day. Yeah,
I hear.
That's not over the Siyasan. Maybe only means you should count the first day. I was having Lashonis and other Rishonis count once. You mean count 7 days? What does Tosis mean? Count 7 days? I'm not sure. I'm going to show you. Most people say, yes, Sfiras HaOmer count 49 days. Right? So they also count 7 days. Maybe not. I'm going to show you why maybe not. But what does Tosfos mean? Yosef is saying, if he means count 7 days, so at least count the seventh day. At the end of the day, count. Is that called Oveh L'Siyosan? I'm not sure. I'm not sure what's going on. You with me? Okay, let's get it clear. What I say. We do count Sfiras HaOmer because we will not miss B'li Neder. We will not miss. We're going to make it through. So we're going to count Sfiras HaOmer. Women do not count Sfira of the Dam, which is called Zaynikim. They don't count that. But they count, they don't make a bracha. Why don't they make a bracha on Zayin Nekiyim? Says Tosfos, the reason is because you can't finish the job. Now, this is where I want to try to open up the sugya a little bit, which is that the Torah Tamima, Rav Baruch Epstein, brings down, and he says, I have such a simple answer to Tosfos' kasha. It's such a simple answer. It's like almost like, what in the world was Tosfos thinking? Says Rav Baruch Epstein, Sfira of Dam is not a mitzvah. There's no chinuch that on this mitzvah year of counting Zayin Nekiyim, the mitzvah is not the counting of the dam. Is she done when she finishes counting? What does she have to do afterwards? A woman counted. Okay, 7 days without seeing dam. What has to happen after the 7 days of not seeing dam? She has to go to the mikvah. So the mitzvah, says the Torah Tamima, is the tahara. And the sfira is what we'll call a Hechsher mitzvah. Hechsher mitzvah means it is something that allows, facilitates. It's something that causes a mitzvah. He gives examples. Can you shake a lulav without putting together your lulav? Can you eat matzahs without baking them? Can you eat matzahs without baking them? Do you make a bracha on baking matzahs? Of course not. Why don't we make a bracha on baking matzahs? It's not a mitzvah. Baking matzahs is a hechatimtza to allow you to eat your matzahs. You make a bracha on the eating of the matzahs. So Tosfos says, Akasha, why don't you make a bracha on the svira of an isha on her tahara? Because the svira is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only when she goes to the mikvah. Memela says the Torah Tamima, Kemo she'en mevorchen al afinas matzah, v'al agudas lulav, v'al tevias tzitzis. When a person makes his tzitzis, he doesn't make brachas. You only make a bracha when you wear the tzitzis, when you eat the matzah, when you go to the mikvah, the isha makes a bracha on the tefillah.
Why does the pasuk say v'safra la shavisim? We should have said la'achar shavisim.
No, she does count for 7 days, but that's not the mitzvah. What happens if she counts 7 days and she doesn't go to the mikvah?
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened. So therefore,
you do have to.
Okay, we're gonna get there. You do have to count, but the counting is just the beginning of the process. It's stage one. You're not done until you actually do the tahara. It's just a chatimsa to get you the tahara. But listen, I'm going to get to that horror. I'm going to answer Rabbi Isai, which I think is emes la'amitoi. Emes la'amitoi is with something that I saw from brought down from the Netziv. Oh. The Netziv is the uncle of the Torah Tamimah. The uncle of the Torah Tamimah, the Netziv, brings down a following. Listen to this amazing, amazing she'iltis. The she'iltis says, "Mechayivinon." This is Rabbi Yosef bringing it down. "Mechayivinon Beis Yisrael lemeavad metalta. Klal Yisrael is mechuyev to make a sukkah, ula meisiv ba, and to sit in the sukkah. You're chayiv to make a sukkah and to sit in the sukkah. Dichsiv chag sukkah is taselecha." Make for yourself a festival of sukkahs and sit in the sukkah. The Hamek Shaila says, you know what it says over here? There's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. There's a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah. A mitzvah to build. Listen to it again. Mechayvinon lemeva, to make a sukkah, ulemeisiv, and to sit in it. And he brings two psukim. Chag ha-sukkah is ta'aseh lecha, ba-sukkah is teishvu. One mitzvah to make a sukkah, ta'aseh, make it. The other one to sit. But says the Netziv, it's not really two separate mitzvahs. Because if a person builds a sukkah and never sits in it, he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. So what is it? The building is a hechser mitzvah. So why are we calling this a mitzvah? Why are we calling it a mitzvah? Says the Netziv, because the Torah told you to do the Hechsher Mitzvah. Why did the Torah say Taseh? Torah should just say, sit in the sukkah, figure out how to make a sukkah yourself. The Torah, when the Torah describes the Hechsher, then it becomes a component in the Mitzvah itself. Listen to this beautiful Diak in Rashi, in Makis, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to get there. Makis, Daf Chesomed Aleph, the Gemara says that when you go to Gullis, you only go to Gullis if a person is doing something for his own purposes. Let's say he's chopping wood in the forest. Chopping wood in the forest, is that a mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah to chop wood? No. Says the Gemara, well, maybe he's building a sukkah. So the Gemara says, building a sukkah is not a mitzvah. Because what happens? Listen to the Gemara. Kiman de imatza chatuf, if he found it cut, the wood was already chopped. Lav mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah to chop wood, because maybe it's already chopped. Says Rashi, ein hachativa mitzvah, the chopping of the wood is not a mitzvah, ela asiyas hasukkah. The making of the sukkah is the mitzvah. Making of a sukkah is a mitzvah? Sitting in a sukkah is a mitzvah. What's stated in Rashi? Making a sukkah is a mitzvah. That's like the Mechiltis. Says the Hamikdavar. It's a mitzvah to make a sukkah.
So why doesn't the Torah sometimes give us a mitzvah to do the hechsher sometimes?
That's a good question, ask the Torah. But that's what the Torah does. Sometimes the Torah tells us the hechsher is a component in the mitzvah, so much so that, listen to this. The Yerushalmi says, when you build a sukkah, what do you have to do? Make a bracha, excellent. Make a bracha when you build the sukkah. You make a bracha building the sukkah. So asks Tosfos, yeah? So why don't you make a bracha on the Svira of Dam, the Zayin Nekiyim? The Torah Tamimah says, what do you mean? But it's only Hechsher Mitzvah. Yeah, but it's a Hechsher Mitzvah that the Torah mentions. V'safralah. The Torah says count. The Torah told you the Hechsher. If the Torah told you the Hechsher, then this is a component in the Mitzvah itself. And therefore, you should make a bracha on this too. That's the Chor Pshat and Tosis Kasha. So now we get, so this is the Chakira. Abuisa, I ask you a question. Let's say the Yushami says you make a bracha. We don't make brachas for whatever reason. The Yushami says make brachas on building a sukkah. Okay? Where do you make the bracha? You make, you're building a, like a really big, nice sukkah. It's taking you 3 days. No, you make a bracha on the building of the sukkah. Hello. No, but you see, not like that. Yushami says you make a bracha on the building. Hello, listen to me. Listen. The Yushami says you make a bracha on the building. When do you make a bracha on the building? Absolutely not. That's absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
When you have schach with gimel defanis.
When you're finished?
When you put the schach on for the gimel defanis. Which? You put it on.
I'm asking you a question. When you start, when you finish. Once, can you do it every single day? Do you do it only at the end? I'm building a sukkah for the entire yeshiva Deres HaTorah. It's a big sukkah. It takes us a long time to put the schach on. It took me 3 days. So what Rav Semplansky is saying, not the walls. You're not making a bracha on the walls. Okay. Because the walls is not really the mitzvah. The walls is, the sukkah is the schach. Hashem is schach. Okay. I started the schach on Monday. I finished the schach on Friday. When do I make the bracha? Is it one bracha?
The first schach,
yeah,
that makes it kosher. The first schach that makes it kosher. If somebody puts schach in the middle and the wall's over there, it's not kosher sukkah. As soon as he puts the first piece of schach that makes it kosher, l'shem tzel, that's what you do.
Over there.
No, not the first piece that goes on, because then it's not kosher. When it gets to the Zion on Zion.
And,
when you reach three...
And then let's say the next day I'm doing another Zion on Zion?
No, that's just adding to the sukkah already. It's not a new sukkah.
So it's only one bracha?
One bracha.
One bracha. Okay, so my question is, I don't know if that's true. I'm a supik myself. But I have the same suffix when it comes to the Safra law. And I mean it's as follows. Here goes Rabbi Sain. The Torah Tumima says, Sviras Ha'oimer and Svira of an Isha for her Zaynikim are different. Sviras Ha'oimer is a mitzvah. Zaynikim is only a hechsher. So maybe Toysus in his Kasha was only asking you should make one bracha in the beginning of the Svira, because that's the hechsher. Sviras Ha'oimer is every day a new bracha. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. What does Tosis mean? Did he mean to say that every day the Isha should count? 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, or you meant make one bracha in the beginning? Because we have Yosef's question. At least make a bracha on the last day. The last day you can make the bracha. Why can't unless you don't want to be mesakin on a mikzas? I'm not 100% certain. But I'll tell you where this comes in, Rabbi. So this is where it's very, very complicated. A lot of people make a mistake. A lot of people think, I missed a day, I can't count Sviras Ha'oimer anymore. Let's talk about Sviras Ha'oimer, because it's in Yonah D'Yoimer. A lot of people think, I missed a day, can't count Sviras Ha'oimer. It's not true. Rav Rishonim say, if you missed a day, you can still count. Yesterday you missed, today is a new day. Is a machloikas Rishonim, and our klal is Sofek Brachos. What do you do? Lahakon, you don't make the bracha. But many Rishonim hold you can continue. So the shaila is like this. Does, when the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if you miss a day, if we think you're going to miss a day later, then you shouldn't stop counting in the beginning. Does he mean to say because then all my brachas up until now would have been a mistake and therefore I shouldn't count at all? If you know, let's say you missed on day 48. You know that guy? Poor guy. Missed on day 48. Does that mean that he missed his 47 brachas levatalas and counting Sviras Ha'oimer is really a risk? It's a risk. You're putting yourself in a pretty precarious situation. Maybe you're going to mess up. Is that what it means? It could be. And that, I'm not afraid, they're all brachas levatala. So then, a lot of people should really be careful. But the truth is, if you look in the Makar for the Chofetz Chaim, the Mishnah Berurah, it's not what he says. He says, the reason why women shouldn't count because they're going to mess up is because they're not going to know that they shouldn't count further with a bracha, and the brachas they make afterwards are going to be levatala. In other words, we're noyik. What happens if a person misses? He should keep counting because he's a sex faker. Maybe you can count with a bracha, maybe you can't. A person that missed a day should continue counting just without a bracha. Because we have a suffix. But the Isha should continue counting without a bracha. But she didn't learn. So she doesn't know that she should continue counting without a bracha. She thinks she'll continue counting with a bracha. So therefore the problem is that the future countings are going to be a batala. What she did up until now, she counted. Every day is a mitzvah. But if you missed a day, you can't continue counting with a bracha because you lost your count. But that doesn't mean that what she did up in 10 hours is levatala.
Well, Zayin Akim does.
But by Zayin Akim, it's going to be different. Because Zayin Akim, it's all just a hechsher. And if it's just a hechsher, so then all it is a chetimtzu to get you to the tahara. If someone builds a sukkah and never sits in it, was he mekayim a mitzvah? No. The mitzvah is to build a sukkah and sit in it. So over there, the mitzvah is only in order to get you to the keel. But by svira, what is the Torah Tamima says? Every day is a mitzvah. So I want you to know, folks, in my opinion, my humble opinion, if you counted svira once in your lifetime, when you were 14 years old and you missed, don't feel like you did anything wrong. You missed the opportunity to continue counting, but you didn't do brachas levatala. And if a person missed on the 48th day, wasn't it the last 47 days of all levatala? You can't count fighter. Why? Because you can't count 49 without counting 48. There's no such thing. It doesn't go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then 10. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If you missed 5 or 6, you can't count further. But it's not the pshat that what you did up until now is the vatala. Every day is a mitzvah. Mashenkin over here. So what's Tosis' Svara? This is Svara because over here we're talking about the counting, which is only a hechsher, the Vesafra law, to get to the Tahara. If you can't get to the Tahara, then the whole bracha is a nothing, because the whole sphere is only a chetimsa to make you tar.
But it's also not, it's not Nikiyim unless it's Zion. It's not three Nikiyim, it's three random days.
I suppose.
It's nothing.
Say it. And a chalame. And a chalame.
There's more of a time to say that it's a...
Say it. And a chalame.
So
for what? There for what?
Why do you have to put him in Hechsher?
Because it was Zayin Nakim. It was three Nakim. It was three Nakim.
But that's not the mitzvah, is it?
Okay. Well, it's the beginning of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is
it's not the beginning of the mitzvah.
Why not?
I don't have the end of the mitzvah.
It's Tisbu Chamishim Yoim. Did I count 50 days?
No.
Okay, but it's still considered the mitzvah because I counted a part of it. I did a part of it. I didn't finish the mitzvah, but every day is its own mitzvah.
That's counting the days. This isn't mitzvah.
Because it's actually, okay, you're arguing about something. It's a nuance. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with it now. Thank you. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, the Shai is like this. This pasuk is Lamaisa brought as a makar for the din of Erechanam Misur. Not everyone brings it. It's a machloikas. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Beis Amid Beis brings down the din of Erech and Bisur. And the din of Erech and Bisurin, it's a shaila of what the Makar is. It doesn't say anywhere explicitly in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Erech and Bisurin. Eimad Amri Erech and Bisurin. The Gemara speaks about Chas Safik, Chelev Safik, Shuman. The Gemara speaks about Erech and Bisurin. But what's the Makar for Erech and Bisurin? So Rashi brings something very cryptic. What does Rashi say? Hemino toiro kol echon mi Yisrael al afroshas truma al shchita al nikar agid v'achelav. The Torah believed everyone on all these things. Where did the Torah believe everyone on all these things? Rashi doesn't say. The Torah believed everyone when it comes to afroshas truma, shchita, nikar agid v'achelav. That's what Rashi says the Makaris. And the Achroinim suggest that what Rashi means to say is based on a Rashi in Yevamis. Rashi says, look, the Torah says you're allowed to eat these things. The Torah says this is part of our life. You're not going to be able to eat. You're not going to be able to function. You're not going to be able to... I mean, there's a chiv of truma. How in the world am I going to know this isn't truma if I don't rely on you? And there's a chiv of shchita. How in the world am I going to be able to eat? So no one's going to be able to eat in anyone else's house. That means everyone's going to have to realize there's going to be no produced food. I can't manufacture anything. I have to grind my own wheat. I'm going to have to shech my own animal. It's impossible. It's not normal. So therefore, vadai pshita landa samchinam kozman shalom nechshad. It's pashit. It's just not a functioning society, in other words. Dilav hachi ein lecha adam oichel mishel chaveroi, vein lecha adam soymach al b'nei beso. I can't rely on my kids. Because then the whole family, no one can eat the same meal together. Everyone's got to grind their own wheat, and then they're going to have to cook their own bread. That's just not normal. It's a svara that the world functions normally, and therefore, mi svara the Torah is mine. That's what Rashi says. Tosis argues. Now, Tosis Machlokes starts over here. It's very interesting how Tosis argues. Tosis says, hold on, Rashi. Erechon is only Neman, and it's not a Schazek Yisur. That's what the Gemara says. Eima de Amrinon, Echad Eloi is Schazek Yisur. Eima de Amrinon, Echad Embisun, Echad Eloi is Schazek Yisur. Kigoyin, what's an example of Loi is Schazek Yisur? Anyone know? Safek? Chaticha Safek. Chela Savik Shal Shuman. Achikot is Chazik Yisur, Havi Dabe Shemer, Havi Havi Dabe Shemer. So Tosh says, Truma is a Chazik Yisur. Truma is a Chazik Yisur. And so is Shechita. So what do you mean, Eid Echad? So Rashi really bavorns that himself. Rashi says, oh, that's different. There it's biyada. It's biyada to shecht. And it's biyada to take truma. So therefore, over there's a special reason. That's a special thing. So he says, okay, if that's a special thing, don't put it on your list. You don't have to write about truma and shechita if that's as biyada. If that's not as Eid Echad. There's no shankas to Eid Echad, says Tosfos. So what are you doing, Rashi? And therefore, Tosfos says a new pshat. What's Tosfos' makar? Our pasuk v'safrala. V'safrala la'atzma, isha's neman. How's an isha neman? Anida? Why is she neman? The answer is?
She's the only one that knows.
But how is she neman? With what? What's the mechanics, what's the mechanism of her nemanis? Erechanem b'yisur. The Ritva says, yeah, but she's the one who could know, therefore maybe it's not a right, but let's think about it. So there's a few things. How do we answer for Rashi? Rashi seems to say that the Nemanis is Eid Echad, and we said over there it's a Schazek, and it's only as Biyada. So there's a very famous Chakira, which probably all of us who were here last man spoke about, which is Biyada its own new type of Nemanis. There's a Nemanis of the fact that being that I'm in control of this Isser, therefore I'm believed on this Isser, or Biyada is only a Hechatimtza to do what? To break this chazik. In other words, an Eid Echad is only Neman when it's not a chazik. But if it's a chazik, is an Eid Echad Neman? No, but what happens if it's Biyadoi? Biyadoi neutralizes this chazik, and what are you left with? Eid Echad Neman Yisur. So Rashi holds that really all Biyadoi is it neutralizes this chazik. So in the end of the day, why is an Isha Neman on Shechita? Why is a person Neman on Shechita? Why is a person Neman on Truma? The reason is because of Eid Echad. You need the biyadai to neutralize this chazik, but it's all Eid Echad. That's Rashi. And Tosfos, when he asks the kasha, seems to say, no, biyadai is his own thing. Biyadai is his own nemanis. So, therefore, don't bring me rise from biyadai. But I have a question, Rabbi Yisai. But why does Tosfos have to find a new makar? Let's remember, Rashi said, Truma, Shechita, Nikur Hagid, and Chelev. You still have Nikur Hagid and Chelev left. There's still Nikur Hagid and Chelev. You're right, we've gotten rid of Shechita, because Shechita is Biyadai. You're right, we've gotten rid of Truma, Truma is Biyadai. But you have Nikar Agid and Chelev. So why does Tzitz have to run to a new Makor from V'safrala? Tzitz brings Rashi, says, Rashi, come on, it's Biyadai. So therefore Tzitz says, you know what, I got a different Makor. Why? I'm thinking perhaps the pshat is as follows. Rashi says, listen, you can't function this way, it's not normal. Every person's going to have to break his own bread, everyone's going to have to shecht his own chickens. I can't live that way. You don't have to break your own bread, because to bake your own bread, the only problem with that is truma. Truma is biyadai, so that's not a problem. You don't have to shecht your own chickens, because that's shechita, that's biyadai, that's not a problem. So what's the only two things that are left in Rashi's list? Nikur hagid and chelev. Maybe you have to do your own nikur. Yeah, maybe you have to do your own nikur. Who said? The Rashi's whole svar is, so many things that are necessary in order for us to be able to eat together. It's impossible. It's impossible that people will not be. We can't have truma. Everything is chayiv in truma. All things that grow from the ground are chayiv in truma. Shechita, I can't eat anything if I have to shecht myself. So Rashi says, I took care of those too. Rashi, your svara is no longer a strong svara. Because Tosfos says, Rashi said, I got five things that are yechanem misurin. And Tosfos says, not true. Five. It's not five. It's not truma, it's not shechita. So therefore, Tosfos has to find a new makar. What's Tosfos' makar? Our pasuk. The pasuk is v'safrala. Okay. Rabbi Yisai comes along the Rambam. A fascinating Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, Perikei Halacha Beis. The Rambam says, B'shtei Mekoymois, this is brought down from the Sefer Nachlas Tzvi. Nachlas Tzvi is Rabbi Zev Klein. Lives in Harnof, and he brings the following thing. B'shtei Mekoymois, Hemino Torah Eid Echad B'soita U'be'egla Arufa. Two places the Torah believes in Eid Echad. Soita and Egla Arufa. And the Marit Al-Ghazi asks the question, what are you talking about? Eidachanem Bisurin. You're believed by so many things. Eidachad is Neman by only Surin. And why did the Rambam just ignore Eidachanem Bisurin? Strange. That's his question. I have a different question. Similar type of question, Rabbi Yisrael. The Gemara in Gittin says, a shliach that brings a get, and maybe a get medinas hayom, says, says the Gemara, Ularabba, the Amar Lefisha, in the king Lishma. Rabbi says the reason for the shliach bringing the get is because he's not being Lishma. Liboy tre, you should need two shluchim, two edim. Midi de have akol, Yiddish Shabbatayra. All edis needs two. And says the Gemara, Echanam Bisurin. Now, time out. You just told me a second ago, all edis needs two. All edis needs two. Eidachanam Bisurin. So you were wrong, because Eidachanam Bisurin. No, all edis needs two. So, but the Gemara, it's a strange Gemara. If the Gemara was, there's two different gears in the Gemara. One gear was, Midhaiva kol arayas shabbatayra. Fine, you said, all arayas needs two. This is Yisurin. The Gemara says, Yisurin, this is arayas. Oh, and the Gemara is going back and fine. We don't call it a shabbatayra. All edis needs two. Eidach neman. I thought you said all edis needs two. Like, I don't get the conversation. What happened over here? Weiss to chois rabbi say, shtei domer de gazach. Eidach nem bisurin is not edus. It's an anderazach. This is an anderazach. There's mefaran al musik. There's something called edus. And all edus needs two. Al pishnayim edim yokum davar. There's something else. It's called Eidechad Ne'emon B'Isur. I want to tell you the difference between Apishnayim Edim Yakum Davar and Eidechanem B'Isur. Eidechanem B'Isur is a form of credibility, trust. It's trust. I have trust in you. Shnayim Edim Yakum Davar is a whole different thing. We don't trust Edim. We have facts. Facts have come to Besdin. Apishnayim Edim Yakum Davar. We have established something as fact. This is fact now. Edom came in and they proved it to us. It's proof. When you prove something to me, it's not that I trust you. It's proof. It's a whole different mechanism. They work totally different. You want to know, when do we have the birur, the clarity? When does Bezdin have clarity that only comes through to Edom? Then there's something else. It's a different thing called Eidachanem Bisur. And there's many different halachas. For example, two Edom say Edus. Do you know that they have to say Edus in Besdin? If they're not in Besdin, doesn't count as anything. Nothing. Hagodas Edus has to be in Besdin. Eidachanem Bisur, it happens every day in your house. Your wife says, it gives you something to eat. Another thing. Edus has to be mipihem veloy mipiksovam. Which is the Edom have to say their Edus. They can't write their Edus. But when you buy, you go into a store and you buy something, how do you buy it? Because there's a Hechsher. That's Edus. That is Eidechad. Mi piksavam. But that's okay for when it comes to Eidechad. Another nafgamina is, there's a din of Edom mipi Edom. Two Edom say Edus. No one else can go and repeat that Edus. That's their Edus. You can't go and say, I heard someone say Edus. Doesn't work. But that's all Eidachanem Bisurin is. I tell you that he told me that he said him, and because I saw that there's a Rav HaMachshir who heard it from the Mashkiach, that I bought it, and I told you that I bought it in a place that's kosher. It's all Eid Mipi, Eid Mipi, Eid Mipi, Eid. For Yisurin, that's okay. Because their mechanisms are totally different. So Memela Pshat in Rambam, Rabbi Yisrael, is as follows. The Rambam says, in Hilchus Edus, Shnei Mekoymois Heminu Toire Erechot Besoita Be'eglarufo. What's meant the Rambam? The Rambam says, there's only two places that we're going to give the Koyach of Birur to an Eid Echot, the same we give it to two Edim. Where is that? That's by Soita and by Eglarufo. That's it. What's Erechot and Bisurin? It's a whole different thing. That's not Bezdin's believing him. That's something that happens Chutz LeBezdin. And that's the Pshat in the Gemara in Gittin also. The Gemara in Gittin says, Mid have a kol idiyah shabbatayra. All Edus needs two. I thought Edus needs two. Yeah, but this, what we mean to say is this is not real Edus. This is not the real thing. This is something else. To even be moisif, perhaps, with the following hoisofa. Rashi says, what's the makar for Eirach HaNam Bisur? There's no real makar. Rashi says, come on, we have to trust. It has to be that we trust a person, or else you can't function. Does that mean that there's that Beis Din has achra because he walked in and he now proved to us that it's true? No. All it means is we can rely on you. We know we can. It's obvious we can rely on you. But this concept that you can create a clarity, you can prove something in Beis Din. You don't see that from the fact that I could eat in someone else's house. In other words, maybe according to Tosfos, Tosfos says there's a makar from a pasuk v'safra lo. Maybe over there, the Torah is giving the Isha Nemanis. The Nemanis that the Torah is giving the Isha, that perhaps is a bigger Nemanis. But when it comes to Rashi, for sure, all it is the fact that we have a Hanhaga that we can rely, perhaps, on the Isha. Okay, Rabbi Issa, I'm going to end just with a quick thought, because Rabbi Sam Polanski challenged me, but I'll do the best that I can. It's very, very on the spot. It's a really strange Gemara, Dachsach Gemara. The Gemara says that Remeir, it says that after Adam Rishon was chayt with the chayt of the Eitz Hadas, Kosh Baruch gave him Koisnes Or. Koisnes Or is spelled with an Ayin. And Remeir wanted to spell it with an Aleph. Koisnes Or. Koisnes Or with an Ayin means skin. Like leather. Leather is called R. R with an aleph means light. What's the pshat? So, it says, it's in Mitzayra, I think. Might be in Mitzayra. Oh, no, here it is. So, the word R and the word R are very similar. The difference is Aleph and Ayin. The word R with an Aleph is light. And the Pshat is that Adam Arishan, it says that Adam Arishan Kodem Achet, his face was shining with tremendous light. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu that Kikoran Or Panav, his face was shining with light. But after he ate from the Eitz Hadas, what happened was that light was dimmed. And he was replaced there's a skin that now has gotten in the way. And that is the struggle that we have between the neshama and the guf. That after a person ate from the Eitz Hadas, after Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, so then already the goof already got equal control, where once upon a time the goof was just a vehicle for the neshama, and the neshama was shining. But after he ate from Eitz Hadas, now there's an R. Now there's a skin that's blocking, and the neshama is not coming out. It's being covered. And I'm not finding the pasuk. Here it is. Okay. Okay, I'm not finding the pasuk. Sam Polanski, you win.
And when I lose,
I guess I'm gonna have to do it tomorrow. It's like right here. Okay, I'm gonna have to find it. Akitsa, the point is like this: what is tzaras? Tzaras is when a person's goof has lost balance. There's an equilibrium that's been set on tilt. Now the goof has become too powerful. There's too much skin. There's too much R with an ayin that's not there with the neshama has ki'ilu been overpowered by the guf. That happens when a person's not necessarily being shalat, his ruchnis is not being shalat on his gashmis. And in a certain way, what we're trying to do is we're trying to make that correction of trying to reestablish the true balance of power. And how does a person do that in his guf? That happens, a person does bris milah. Bris milah, the Rambam says, is machlish, the taivus of the guf. What it's really trying to do is it's trying to get rid of the R, the R with an ayin, the skin that is causing all of the goofs, taivas, to try to force him away from his neshama. When he does that, so then that is in a certain way, that is the remedy to the problem of tzaraas. That's why the beginning of this week's parasha starts with the concept of Mila. It's very strange. The pasuk says you have a child, and then he has a bris, and then the pasuk starts talking about tzaraas, because bris is where a person is trying to create the balance of power of the neshama, where the or with an aleph is going to be able to overpower the or with an ayin, and I'm going to tell you why aleph and ayin are important, hopefully tomorrow, because I can't find the pasuk now, but hopefully we're going to continue with that after Rabbi Kalis' shir. Yeshu koyach, everyone, for listening.